Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. The US president has renewed calls to ban assault weapons after seven people were killed in a Nashville school shooting. Three adults and three children were gunned down by a woman at a Christian school before she was killed by officers. Joe Biden says enough is enough.
We have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons.
Australia's top 215 polluters will be forced to reduce their emissions much quicker under the Albanese government's new climate policy. The Safeguard Mechanism Bill is expected to move through Parliament after the Prime Minister struck a deal with the Greens yesterday in Canberra, but WA's gas sector is warning of higher prices and possible job losses. Retail trade in Australia is still on the rise despite cost of living pressures. Went up 0.2% last month, with spending at department stores like Big W and Kmart increasing the most. It comes as new stats show a third of Aussies had to lean on their family and friends for financial help in the past 12 months. The scale of the Latitude Financial cyber attack is far larger than initially thought. Nearly 8 million Australians and New Zealanders had their driver's licence numbers compromised. 53,000 passport numbers were stolen. Techspert Trevor Long says there are a couple of signs to look out for that might suggest your details have gotten into the wrong hands.
An increase in scam and spam email contact and SMS contact.
In sport, it's been revealed the Fremantle Dockers players spent Sunday as a group away from football. Defender Hayden Young admits it's been a less than ideal start to the season after losing to North Melbourne on Saturday. He says the players wanted to get together ahead of the derby.
Yeah, we spent the weekend, we all caught up together and had a barbecue and got around each other and tried to support each other, and hopefully going forward that we can stay connected and start winning some games of footy.
And the Socceroos are in action tonight. They take on Ecuador in Melbourne.